إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Okay, today, بإذن الله تعالى, we're going to be taking lesson 14. This is our session number 24, reading from lessons in Arabic language, Medina Book 1, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. So, today, inshallah, we're going to start with our quick review. You should have reviewed for homework lessons 6 through 13. The English keys, that is, and vocabulary. And we also had, from the weekly homework review sheet, page 9, dealing with prepositions and pronouns, personal pronouns and prepositions. And after that, we're going to take a quick look at the last part, yani, which is any very little of anything new, the last part of the English key for lesson 13, part C. And we're going to complete lesson 13, the exercises that remain from part 3, that is exercises 1 through 4. The charts at the end of the lesson for the demonstrative pronoun ism ishara for things which are far, and the past tense verb forms for the third person past tense verbs and vocabulary words. And then after that, the completion of lesson 13, inshallah, we're going to try to start with a new lesson, 14, the English key and the Arabic text. That's what we have scheduled for today. May Allah make it easy for us. Okay, as far as the review, like I said, we were supposed to review lessons 6 through 13 for homework this week. And I'm just going to take a quick overview of these lessons. And lessons 6 and 7 deal with ism ishara, which we previously had. Ism ishara in lesson 1 and 2. Okay, so in lesson 1 and 2, we have the demonstrative pronouns for masculine, things which are near and far, hadha and thalika, this and that. And in this lesson, in lesson 5 and in lesson 6, we have the ism ishara for things which are near and far, feminine, and hadhihi and tilka. Alright, the remainder of the ism ishara, except the duals, the plural ism ishara, are in lesson 13, part A, or A, B, and C. I think the last part is in C, right? So the ism ishara is very important, demonstrative pronoun used to point to things this is, or that is, or these, or those. In Arabic, the ism ishara, the singulars are going to be for things which are near, and things which are far, and things which are masculine, and things which are feminine. So we have to know, when we're pointing to something feminine, do we use, like in lesson 6, hadhihi, for if it's something near, or tilka, if it's something far. And if it was something masculine, then we use hadha and thalika. Also, in this lesson 6, we had things related to feminine adjectives and nouns, like making a noun or an adjective feminine by adding ta marbuta preceded by fatta. We had the preposition li, and then we had a couple of other words, aidan and jiddan. Alright, so prepositions are also very, very important. What we need to know about prepositions is that the preposition is going to be followed by a noun. That noun, the object of the preposition, is going to change from the nominative case, yani being marfu'un with dhamma, to the genitive case, yani being mansub majrurun with kasra. Okay, so prepositions like we had in lesson 4, fi and min and ila and ala, so we also have here in lesson 6 the preposition li, which means belongs to or for. Yani hadha li bilal means this belongs to Bilal, or this is for Bilal. In lesson 7 we just had tilka. In lesson 8, very, very important lesson 8, we had the ism ishara that has a bedel. Okay, so this construction, the bedel construction, can be used with any ism ishara. the ism isharas that we just had in 6 and 7, hadihi and tilka, or the ism isharas that we had in lesson 1, hadha and dhalika, any ism isharah, including the plurals, like that we had in lesson 13, any ism isharah, if it's followed by a noun with alif lam, that's a bedel construction. Okay? So we have to keep in mind that when we have a sentence like, hadha waladun, this is a boy. If that word waladun, instead of having 10, we'd have alif lam, that would be a bedel. Okay? So instead of, yani meaning, hadha al-waladu, instead of that meaning this is the boy, no, it means this boy. Okay? The ism isharah is followed by, and now with alif lam, it's a bedel construction. Unlike hadha waladun, this is a boy. Hadha al-waladu does not mean this is the boy, it means this boy. Now you need yani a subject or khabar in order to complete the sentence. So you can say, for example, hadha al-waladu kabirun, this boy is big. وَهَذَا الْوَلَدُ صَغِيرٌ, this boy is small, and so on. Okay, so there are other types of bedel, but that's all we're going to have yani, in terms of the bedel construction in this lesson, or this level 1. Also in this lesson we had the ism, the i'rab of the ism maqsoor. Ism maqsoor means a word that ends with alif, fatta alif, whether it's alif mamduda, straight up and down, like a number 1, or alif maqsoora, that's written below the line like the letter ya at the end of a word when it, without its dots. The ism, the word that ends with alif, yani we're not going to see a vowel changing. Alif is not a consonant. It's not a consonant, so it doesn't take a vowel. So we're not going to see the word when it changes from being the subject or the predicate or the fa'il. It changes from being marfu'un if it's following a preposition to being majrur, or if it's the object of a verb to being mansub, but we're not going to see the vowel changing from dhamma to kasra to fatha. So please make a note of this. Ism maqsoor. We don't say it's mabniun, but it's i'rab. We don't see the changing of the i'rab. We don't see the vowel at the end. It remains in one condition, no matter if it's marfu'un, mansub, or majrur. The ending doesn't change. However, we do say, if it is the subject of the sentence, we say it's marfu'un, but we don't see the dhamma. Okay, so this is a special type of i'rab, as I mentioned previously. We're going to deal with it in detail in level 3. Also in this lesson we had khalfa and amama, and these are adverbs. The dharf is a noun that is followed by another noun in a dharfa construction. So the noun that follows the dharf, the adverb, like amama and khalfa and fawqa, and as we'll see yani in the lessons coming, ma'a and inda, the noun that follows it is going to be mudawfun ilayhi majrur. That means it's in the genitive case and its primary sign is kasra. And then in this lesson we also had the verb jalasa. So we just had, so far we had some verbs, some past tense verbs like jalasa and dakhala and kharaja and dhahaba, but we didn't have the further conjugation of the past tense verb. This is only the yani third person masculine singular. Huwa jalasa, huwa dakhala, huwa kharaja. So any verb yani its basic form is going to be the third person masculine singular, he. Yani he did this, he went, he sat, he entered, and so on like that. Okay, so that's what we had in lesson 8. In lesson 9, we had the very important subject of the adjective. I'm not going to go into the details of the adjective. We talked about it a lot of times. What you need to know is that the adjective qualifies another noun, and that noun that it qualifies, it has to follow it. It follows it in the sentence, meaning it comes after it. The adjective comes after the noun that is qualifying, and it also follows it in being definite or indefinite, alif lam or tanween, in being masculine or feminine, mudhakkar or muannath, and also in its i'rab of being marfu'un with dhamma, majrurun with kasra, mansubun with fatha. It also follows in a number, but we didn't take that in this lesson. We're going to take that later on. Okay, so we also had, yani in this lesson, besides the adjective, we had adjectives that end with the extra alif and noon, like كسلانو and جوعانو. So this type of adjective that ends with this extra alif lam beyond the triliteral root of the word, this adjective is comes under the category of words that are ممنوع من الصرف. That means that they don't take tanween, and as well, if they are majrur, instead of taking kasra, they take in its place fatha. In lesson 10, we're introduced to the possessive pronouns. Hu and ha and ka and ya al-mutakallam, e. Okay, four pronouns we had in this lesson. Yani kitabuhu, his book. Kitabuha, her book. Kitabuka, your book. Masculine, second person, singular. Kitabi, my book. Qalami, my pen. We had these possessive pronouns that correspond with the personal pronouns that we had in lesson four. Yani huwa and hiya, anta and ana. And the further personal pronouns and further possessive pronouns we'll be having in the lessons that follow in 12 and 13 and 14 and 15. Also in this lesson we were introduced to Asma al-Khamsa, the five special nouns in Arabic. When they are in idalfa, if they're not in idalfa, they're like regular nouns. But when they are in idalfa, then the sign of their i'rab is going to be a long vowel. If they're marfoon, the sign of it being marfoon is not dhamma, it's waw. If they're majroorun, the sign of it being majroor is not kasra, but it's ya. And if they're mansoob, the sign of it being mansoob, instead of being fatta, it's aleph. Okay, so it's a long vowel. In this lesson, we also had inda, that's a dharf. And we had yani further conjugation of the past tense verb. And we had ma also, which is a dharf. And ma and inda yani have slight difference in the way that they are used, as we've mentioned previously. And we had the preposition bi. Okay, so now we had bi, and we had li, we had fi, we had ala, we had min, we had ila. All of these prepositions we've had previously. So yani the rule concerning the preposition, as I mentioned already, is that the noun that follows it is in the genitive case. It's majrur with kasra. The last thing that I want to mention is that this lesson also contains further conjugation of the past tense verb. Yani the second person, masculine, singular, anta, dhahabta. And the first person, singular, ana, dhahabtu. So any verb, any past tense verb, we take its basic form, like dhahaba, or kharaja, or dakhala, or akala, or shariba, or kataba. We take the basic past tense form, which is the third person, masculine singular, huwa dhahaba, huwa kataba. We take it and we add endings to it, yani to indicate the doer of the action. So if we add two, ta with dhamma, that means ana, ana dhahabtu. So you take the verb dhahaba, you put sukun on the last vowel and you add two, it became dhahabtu, I went. Kharaja became kharajtu, I went out. Shariba became sharibtu, I drank. Akala became akaltu, I ate, like this. Okay, and the same thing with anta, second person, masculine singular, when you're speaking directly to an individual male. Anta, you, talking to you alone, by yourself. Okay, you put ta with fatha on the end of the verb, sukun on the last letter. So, dhahaba became dhahabta, meaning anta dhahabta, you went. Akala became akalta, anta akalta, and so on like this. Nazala, yani anta nazalta. Rafa'a, anta rafa'ta, like this. Alright, so this conjugation of the past tense verb, we're going through, yani, in from one lesson to another, different forms of the conjugation of the past tense verb, and you have to memorize, yani, these forms, so that, yani, any verb that you take in the past tense, you know that you just add to or ta or t to it in order to form yani different in order to give the verb form that represents a different person doing the action. First person ana, or second person anta or anti, or third person huwa hiya, yani, and the various forms of masculine and feminine, singular and plural. You have to learn these past tense verb forms. We're going to study them in greater detail in level 2, but for now at least you learn the forms. In lesson 11, it was just a review, and in that lesson, we just had yani fihi and fiha and uhibbu, and we also had yani alluded to the what is known as the maf'ulun bi, the object of a verb. That the object of a verb is going to be mansub, yani in the accusative case, the primary sign of a word when it's mansub is fatha. So if you said uhibbu Allah, then the love of the jalala, the word Allah, is going to take fatha because it's the object of the verb. I love Allah. Who is the one you love? I love Allah. I love the messenger. Who is the one you love? The messenger. So you have to say uhibbu ar-rasula sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Uhibbu al-lugata. I love the language, al-arabiyata, the Arabic language, and so on. Okay, that's what we had in lesson 11. Lesson 12, We had... Are we supposed to go to 12? Yeah, we're supposed to go review lessons 6 to 13. Okay, in lesson 12, we had more personal and possessive pronouns, second person, feminine singular, anti, and kitabuki, yani your book. And we had the past tense form for the verb, yani zahaba, he went, and we had zahabtu, I went, and zahabta, you went. Now we have the feminine, she went, zahabat. Zahabat, with sukun on the ta. And we had the relative pronoun, alladhi, which means the one who did something, or if it's in reference to a thing, that which, the thing which. Okay, so we had alladhi, and we're going to have later on allati, and the plural, alladhina. Alright, that's basically what we had in lesson 12, and in lesson 13 we had things related to plurals. Okay, so I'm not going to go into the details of the plurals here. I'm just going to remind us, because we're going to finish lesson 13 inshallah today, the last part. See, in lesson 13 we have plurals. We had sound plurals, which are divided into masculine sound plurals and feminine sound plurals. Masculine sound plurals, you add una. Muslim, muslimuna. Kafir, kafiruna. Munafik, munafikuna. Feminine sound plural, you add at, fatta, alif, ta. You remove the ta marbuta, add an alif, elongate the fatta, add an alif, and then make it end with ta maftuha, the regular open ta. So muslima became muslimat, and kafira became kafirat, and munafiqa became munafiqat, and so on like this. So we had sound, masculine sound plurals, feminine sound plurals, and then we had broken plurals. 8 patterns of broken plurals. And we started this lesson 13 about a month ago. I said to you every week try to memorize 2 or 3 of these patterns so that by the time we finish this lesson, everybody should have memorized all of the patterns, broken plural patterns that we had for this lesson. Everybody should have finished them by the time we finish lesson 13 by now. Okay, memorize each pattern. Memorize a couple of examples for each pattern with it. Okay, also in this lesson 13, besides the broken plurals and sound plurals, we also had we had demonstrative pronouns and personal pronouns and possessive pronouns, plurals of those pronouns. We also had here in this lesson those different types of pronouns, personal pronouns and possessive pronouns and demonstrative pronouns. So today, inshallah, at this point, what we're going to do is we're going to look at, after this quick review, we're going to look at the homework, the weekly homework assignment, homework review sheet number 9, and then we're going to go to the last part of lesson 13, part C, finish lesson 13, and hopefully go on to lesson 14. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Tayyib. Before I read the page 9 of the weekly homework review sheet, I want to remind you of the importance of review. Okay? And this is something that I find to be extremely important because of the great benefit. If you are reviewing constantly, it is not likely that you're going to forget the things that you learned, which took time and effort to learn. You're not going to forget them. So reviewing is just as important as the initial learning. Because if you don't review, whatever time you spent and effort you made to learn, you're going to forget much of what you learned, or most of it, or at least some of it. So we don't want to spend time to learn something and then forget it. The only way to save you from that is to review, and ask Allah's help, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so review is very important. These homework review sheets are really designed to be like a test, so that you can see where you're at. In reference to prepositions and pronouns, we have this, page 9 from the homework review sheet. And we're going to see again on page 10. Next week, we're going to have that for homework. More prepositions and pronouns. Page 9 says, أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية بهو أو هي وحرف جر مناسب. يعني answer concerning the following questions with using huwa or hiya. So both of these are personal pronouns, both of them are singular, and both of them are for the third person. But huwa is for masculine third person singular, and hiya is for feminine third person singular. Meaning huwa means he or he is, and he means she or she is. So they want you to answer the following questions using, yani filling in the blank space with either huwa or hiya, and a suitable preposition. So they want you to use pronouns and also prepositions. Pronouns that we learned in lesson 4, and the prepositions that we learned in lesson 4. Huwa and hiya, fi, ala, min, all of them we learned in lesson 4. Tayyib, we also learned ila in lesson 4, but that's not in this in this sheet. We don't have any prepositions with ila, okay? Okay, answer the following question with huwa hiya and a suitable preposition. So you have to do two things. You have to put in a preposition, and you also have to put in a personal pronoun. Number one, أين المدير? Where is the مدير, the principal? Answer, huwa or hiya is going to be used here. Okay, مدير is masculine, so you have to use the masculine third person pronoun, huwa. أين المدير? Huwa. They gave us the preposition here, في الجامعة. He is in or at the university. He is in the university. Okay. What is important here is that you know which pronoun to use. Is it going to be masculine or feminine? It's going to either be huwa here. So you have to look at the sentence, the question they give you, and see, are they asking a question about something that's masculine or feminine, so that you know to use huwa here. Also, the preposition. What preposition is going to go correctly here? Okay, sometimes it might not be clear which preposition to use, but if you look at it carefully, and we're only going to use fi, in, ala, on, or min, from. Okay, so if the sentence requires from, we're going to use min. If it requires on or upon, we're going to use ala. And if it requires in, we're going to use fi. Okay, so we have the first one, أين المدير هو في الجامعة. After the preposition, the word should have كسرة, should be مجرور, genitive case. Number two, أين سيارة المدير. أين سيارة المدير. Now here, we have two words, سيارة and مدير. Which word are we asking about? Are we asking about the مدير here, which is masculine? Or are we asking about the car that belongs to the مدير? Here we're asking about the car of the مدير. So, don't look at مدير and say, okay, huwa. No, because we're not asking about the مدير. We're asking about the car that belongs to the مدير. Okay? أين سيارة المدير? Where's the car of the مدير? It, the car. It is in the street. Here, since car is feminine, we're going to use here. Here, في الشارع. It is in the street. Number three, من أين. Okay, أين means where. من أين, from where. من أين المدرسة. From where is the female teacher, or where is the female teacher from. من أين المدرسة. Okay, here we're asking about what? A female teacher. So we're not going to use who. We're going to use here. Where is she from? Are we going to say she is in or she is on? It's asking where is she from. So we're going to say she is from, min, for example, al-Iraqi. Number four, aina kitabul mudarrisati. Where is the kitab? We're asking here not about the mudarrisa, we're asking about the book that belongs to the mudarrisa. So mudarrisa is feminine, but we're not asking about her. We're asking about the book that belongs to her. The book is masculine. So we're not going to use here. We're going to say aina kitabul mudarrisati. هو, it is على المكتب. It is on the desk or the table. Number five, أين بلال. Where is بلال? هو في الحمام. بلال, هو, he is in the حمام or in the مطبخ or in any place. Where is he? He is in some place. Number six, أين ساعة البلال. Where is the ساعة that belongs to Bilal, the watch of Bilal, Bilal's watch. Again, now we're not asking about Bilal, but rather we're asking here about the watch, which is feminine. So we're not going to say huwa, because it's not asking about Bilal, it's asking about his watch. So we're going to say the watch, yani as-sa'atu, feminine, here, ala sariri,
it is on the bed. Number 7. Min ayn al bintu. From where is the bint, the girl or daughter? Where's the daughter from? Hiya, where's she from? She is from someplace, not in, on. She is min. Hiya min Amrika. Again, Amrika is the ism maksur. It ends with aleph, so we don't see the vowel kesra. Even though it's following the preposition min, we don't see the vowel kesra because it is an ism maksur, word that ends with aleph, so we don't see any vowel change. But this word, Amrika, is majwur. It is in the genitive case, but we just don't see the vowel. Number 8. Aina abuka ya hamzatu. Okay, aina abuka. Here, ab, yani the word ab, because it's an idalfa, then we see if it's marfu'un, it's going to have to take the extra wow. So ab, abun became abuka, because it's an idalfa, and it's from the asma al-khamsa. Aina abuka ya hamzatu, and also the munada, the word after ya nida, is always going to be mabniyun ala dhamma, unless it's an idalfa. Aina abuka ya hamzatu. Hamzatu. Where is your father, O Hamza? Okay, I'm asking about his father, so I'm going to say, where is he? He is wherever. Yani huwa fi bayti al-wazir. Fi bayti al-waziri. Wa bayti al-raisi. Wa bayti al-mudiri. Number 9. Aina qamisi. Ya ummi. Ya ummi. I'm not asking about ummi. I'm speaking to ummi. I'm asking her about my shirt. Qamisi. Aina qamisi ya ummi. Al qamis huwa. It's masculine. Huwa ala al kursiyi. Kursiyi. Yani has shadda on the ya. Kursiyi. Okay, this is the end of yani page 9 from the homework review sheet. And just for the record, next week, inshallah, we're going to have page 10, which is also dealing with prepositions and pronouns. But this time, instead of just filling in a preposition or pronoun, they're going to have us write the whole sentence. Okay? Okay, after that, we're going to go to yani the last part of Lesson 13. Today, inshallah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we're going to finish Lesson 13. Lesson 13, by the way, historically, what I have seen is that a lot of people who studied book 2, if they reached lesson 13, that's where they dropped out at. They couldn't get through lesson 13. This is not a place to drop out, because after lesson 13, the rest of the book is going to be easy. Everything is going to be easy after this. It's just going to be more personal pronouns and possessive pronouns, and then 4 concepts related to Arabic language. Yani in lesson 16 and 17, we're going to have the concept of the plurals of غير عقل words. We're going to talk about that in detail in 2 lessons. And in lesson 18, we're going to have yani duals, yani al-muthanna, dual words. And in lesson 19 and 20, we're going to have the numbers from 1 to 10. In 21, we're going to have a review. And in 23, we're going to have the collection of all the mamnu' min as-sarf words that we had in book 1. All the words that are mamnu' min as-sarf, like feminine proper nouns or masculine proper nouns that end with tamrabuta, or foreign proper nouns, or adjectives that end with aleph and noon, like we reviewed today in our quick review. All the categories of words that are mamnu' min as-sarf that we had in book 1, we're going to take them and study them together in lesson 22. And we're going to follow up with just a couple of small points related to that in lesson 23, and that's going to be the end of the book. So that's all that remains. Yani in lesson 15 and 16, غير عقل plurals. In 18 duals, and 19 and 20 numbers from 1 to 10. 21 is review, 22 and 23 is mamnu' min as-sarf words. So after lesson 13, mashallah, we're going to have a few concepts to cover. We're going to cover them thoroughly, and we're going to finish level 1. Okay, so now let's finish lesson 13 so that we can finish level 1. Okay, so the third part of lesson 13, the English key on page 40, says, part C, in this part, we learned that the plural of ذَلِكَ and tilka is أُولَٰئِكَ. أُولَٰئِكَ. Note that the wow in أُولَٰئِكَ. U, yani is, the wow is not pronounced. It's not pronounced أُولَٰئِكَ. It's pronounced أُولَٰئِكَ. Okay, so this is all that it is for part C of lesson 13. It's just a note that the plural for ذلك and تلك, yani the ism isharas for things which are far. The plural for both of them is the same word, أولئك. Just as we had for the ism ishara for things which are near, هذا and هذه, the plural for both of them is هؤلاء. Masculine and feminine plural is هؤلاء. Likewise here for things which are far, masculine and feminine plural for ذلك, that, and تلك also means that, feminine. The plural for both of them is أولئك, those. Okay, so that's all that we had in terms of the English key for lesson 13, part C. If I remember correctly, wallahu musta'an, I think, I'm pretty sure that we did complete, yes, we did complete the translation of the dialogue for lesson 13C. So today, inshallah, we're going to go to the exercises that are for this part of lesson 13, exercises 1 through 4 on page 79 and 80. Okay, these exercises are just on two pages, page 79 and 80. After that, we're going to look at the charts on page 81. The charts related to ism ishara and the charts related to past tense, conjugation of the past tense verb, and then the vocabulary, and we'll be finished. Alhamdulillah with lesson 13. Okay, so let's see. Let's start page 79, exercise number 1. Okay, this exercise is dealing with the one thing that we had in this lesson, the plural for ذلك and تلك. أولئك means those. ذلك means that or that is. Tilka means that or that is feminine, and ulaika is the plural for both of them, means those. Ha'ulai means these, and ulaika means those. The instruction on page 79, exercise number 1, says hawwil. Yani, the word hawwil is a command form of the verb, right? And it has shadda on the waw and kasra. Hawwil. Al-mubtada'a. And he change or transform the mubtada, the subject, fi kullin min al-jumali al-atiyati, in each of the following sentences. Change the mubtada ila jam'in. Make it plural. Okay, so the mubtada, for example, is ذلك. You have to make it plural and change it to أولئك. If it's tilka, it's also, the plural is going to be أولئك. If it's هذا, then the plural is going to be هؤلاء. And if it's هذه, the plural is going to be هَؤُلَاءِ, because هَذَا and هَذِهِ, the plural is the same for both of them, and تِلْكَ and ذَلِكَ, the plural for both of them is the same. So when you change the ism ishara, you also have to change whatever else in the sentence to make it from singular to plural. Okay, so it says here, حَوَّلَ الْمُبْتَدَأَ, change the مُبْتَدَأَ, the subject, فِي كُلٍ مِنَ الْجُمْلِ الْآتِيَةِ, in each of the following sentences, إِلَى جَمْعٍ, to plural. مع تغيير, along with changing, ما يلزم, whatever is necessitated, by changing that مبتدأ to plural, whatever else you have to change in the rest of the sentence to make the rest of the things plural along with it. Okay, مع تغيير, along with changing, ما يلزم, whatever يعني is necessitated by that change. You have to change whatever else is necessitated by it. مثال, example. ذلك الرجل مدرس. ذلك الرجل مدرس. Meaning, that man, this is a بدل construction, right? اسم إشارة followed by a noun with alif lam. That man is a مدرس, a teacher. So when we change the مبتدأ, ذلك, then we also have to change the second part of the بدل construction, الرجل to الرجال. And when we say, yani, those men, we can't say those men are a teacher, but we have to change mudarris also to plural, mudarrisuna. So, ذلك الرجل مدرسون becomes أولئك الرجال مدرسون. So, ذلك became أولئك. And الرجل became الرجال. And المدرس became al-mudarrisuna. Sound, masculine, plural. That's what we have to do in this exercise number 1. They gave us 10 sentences. So we're going to change it from singular forms to plural forms. Ism ishara, nouns, adjectives, everything that has to be, that is required to be changed by the change of the mubtada. Okay? Taghyir, ma taghyir, ma yulzam. Whatever is lazim to change it once you change the mubtada. Okay, let's look at sentence number one. Sentence number one says, من ذلك الفتى. ذلك is the مبتدا. We have to change that to what? أولئك. So من ذلك became من أولئك. And الفتى, its plural is what? الفتية. So من أولئك الفتية. Who are those young men? Number two. من أين ذلك المدرس؟ من أين ذلك المدرس؟ From where is that مدرس؟ يعني where is that teacher from؟ من أين ذلك المدرس؟ Change it to plural. من أين أولئك المدرسون؟ So we change ذلك to أولئك. We change المدرس to المدرسون. من أين أولئك المدرسون؟ From where are those teachers? Number three. تلك feminine. الفتاة بنت الطبيب. تلك الفتاة, that young lady, is بنت الطبيب, the daughter of the doctor. So when we change تلك, remember the plural for تلك is the same as the plural for ذلك, أولئك. The plural of فتاة is فتيات, and the plural of بنت is بنات. So that young lady is the daughter of the doctor. Now we want to say those young ladies are the daughters of the doctor. The daughters of the doctor. أولئك الفتيات بنات الطبيب. بنات الطبيب. Number four. Number four. هذا الطالب من إنكلترا وذلك من فرنسا. هذا الطالب means this student. من is from إنكلترا with شد on the ra before the alif. إنكلترا. This student is from England. وذلك, and that one is من فرنسا, is from France. Okay, so we're going to change هذا to its plural. The plural of هذا and هذه is هؤلاء. هؤلاء. So we're going to change هذا الطالب to هؤلاء الطلاب من إنكلترا. وذلك, we're going to change to ذلك and تلك, its plural is أولئك. وأولئك, and those are من فرنسا. These students are from England, and those are from France. Number five. Number five. The hamza at the beginning here is hamza til istifham. It's a question, right? If it wasn't for that hamza there, we would say ذلك المهندس مسلمون. If it wasn't for hamza til istifham, we would say ذلك المهندس مسلمون, meaning that muhandis is a Muslim. That engineer is a Muslim. But now when you put Hamza til istifham, it changes the statement into a question. So it became, أَذَلِكَ الْمُحَنْدِسُ مُسْلِمٌ. Yani, is that engineer a Muslim? Plural. ذَلِكَ became أُولَئِكَ. الْمُحَنْدِسُ became الْمُحَنْدِسُونَ. And مُسْلِمٌ became مُسْلِمُونَ. أَأُولَئِكَ الْمُحَنْدِسُونَ مُسْلِمُونَ. Are those engineers Muslims? Yani, ulaika means those, because it's the plural of dhalika, which is pointing to things which are far. Yani, that, plural, those. Number six. Hadhihi al-mar'atu mumarridatun wa tilka tabibatun. Yani, hadhihi al-mar'a, this is a babel construction. This woman, what about her? She is ممرضة. She's a ممرضة. يعني a nurse, a female nurse. وتلك, and that one, is a طبيبة. a female doctor. So this woman is a nurse, and that one is a doctor. Now we want to change it to plural. These women are nurses, and those are doctors. هَؤُلَاءِ النِّسَاءُ مُمَرِّضَاتِ يعني sound feminine plural. مُمَرِّضَاتِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ طَبِيبَاتِ طَبِيبَة sound feminine plural. طَبِيبَاتِ يعني just remove the ta مَرْبُوتَة elongate the fatta before it, fatta alif, and open ta. طَبِيبَة طَبِيبَاتِ مُمَرِّضَة مُمَرِّضَاتِ Number 7. من هذا الولد؟ من هذا الولد الطويل؟ من هذا الولد الطويل؟ يعني هذا is an اسم إشارة followed by a noun with alif lam. That's a Bedo construction. And the word following الولد is a صفة or a not describing it. That's why both of them have alif lam. Both of them are masculine. Both of them are singular. And both of them are marfu'un with dhamma. The not and the man'ut have to agree in these things, okay? The singular sentence, من هذا الولد الطويل? Who is this tall walad, this tall boy or child? Plural, who are these tall children? من هؤلاء الأولاد الطوال? الطوال, الأولاد is a plural of walad. On the pattern of afal, awlad. And tiwal is the plural of tawil. On the pattern of fi'al. Fi'al, tiwal. Like sigar and kibar. Now. Number eight. Tilka al-fatatu al-saghiratu. أخت حامد أخت حامد تلك الفتاة الصغيرة أخت حامد That young lady, that small young lady, الفتاة الصغيرة, small young lady, that small young lady is أخت حامد, the sister of حامد. Now we want to say those small young ladies are the sisters of حامد. So we're going to say what? تلك أولئك الفتيات الصغار أخوات حامد. Turn to page 80 to complete the rest, the remaining exercises, remaining sentences from exercise number 1. Also, let me just note here, I sent out notice during the week at least once or maybe twice. That the time change, and I mentioned last week they're going to have to change the time a little because the Asr prayer is getting so early now that the second class is being cut off almost completely. So we remove the time, yani 15 minutes from the first session, this book one class. And as time goes on, we're going to have to change the schedule completely because there's not going to be enough time between Dhuhr and Asr to do both classes. So probably what will happen, Allahu A'lam, is probably going to be we're going to make book one class, by itself, and then maybe after Asr we'll have book two class, so that we have enough time for both classes, at least an hour and a half. We want to have at least 1 hour and a half. The hour is not really sufficient time to do this class thoroughly like we want to do. We want to take our time and try to clarify everything and deal with issues that may come up from time to time. And again, if anybody has questions, please send us an email. Or you can even write it in here in the chat box, I think. Tayyib. Sentence number 9, page 80. Says, تلك المرأة أم الطالبة. تلك المرأة, that woman is أمّ, the mother of الطالبتي, the female student. Now we're going to change it to those women are the mothers of the female students. أولئك النساء. أولئك النساء. النساء is the plural of المرأة, from a different root altogether.
The plural is ummahat. At-talibah, sound feminine plural, at-talibat. Ulaika an-nisa'u ummahatu at-talibati. Number 10. Thalika ar-rajulu alimun kabirun min al-mamlakati al-arabiyyati as-sa'udiyyati. Thalika ar-rajul, that man, is an alim kabir, a great scholar. Min, from al-mamlaka al-arabiyya al-sa'udiyya, from the kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Okay, plural, thalika ulaika ar-rijalu alimu ulama'u kabiru kabir kibaru min al-mamlakat al-arabiyya al-sa'udiyya. Naam, ulaika ar-rijalu ulama'u كبار من المملكة العربية السعودية. Okay, that's the end of the first exercise. All of these sentences are dealing with plural things, specifically related to the ism isharas, يعني هذا and هذه and ذلك and تلك. And the plural for those things which are near is going to be هؤلاء, and for those things that are far is going to be أولئك. And then also sound plurals, broken plurals, of the words from the rest of the sentence. All this is what we're dealing with in lesson 13, plurals, matters related to plurals. Okay, let's go further and look at the plural and the singular ism isharas, masculine and feminine. Okay, singulars, dharika and tilka, and hadha and hadhihi, and plurals, ulaika and ha'ulai. So we have six words here. We have hadha and hadhihi and ha'ulai, and we have dharika and tilka and ulaika. Masculine, feminine, singular, plural, near and far. The instruction for exercise number 2 on the top of page 80 says ashir. Ashir means yani use an ism ishara, yani point to with a demonstrative pronoun. Ila al asma'i al atiyati, point to the following nouns. Bi ismi isharatin, with an ism ishara, demonstrative pronoun, lil ba'id, for things which are far. Okay, so in this lesson, we're only going to deal with the ism ishara for things which are far, not for the things which are near. Okay, so we're going to deal with singular, masculine and feminine, dhalika and tilka, and plural, ulaika. Okay, so we're only going to have the asma'al ishara for things which are far. If it's singular, it's either going to be masculine or feminine, any dhalika or tilka, and if it's plural, then it's going to be ulaika, both for masculine and feminine. Number 1, talibun. That means it has to be masculine and singular. And since they said for the ism ishara for things of ba'id, so we can't use hadha here because we're only talking about things which are far. So it's going to be dhalika talibun. That is a student. Going across, number 2, tujarun. Okay, we need an ism ishara for tujar. Tujar is masculine and it's plural. Okay, so the ism ishara for things which are masculine and plural, yani for things which are far, is ulaika tujarun. Tujar is the plural of tajir on the pattern of yani fu'al. Fu'al. Number 3, mudarrisatun. It's feminine and it's plural. So we're going to use the ism ishara for things which are plural, far. Ulaika mudarrisatun. Those are female teachers. Number 4, going across, tabibatun jadidatun, a new female doctor. Okay? Feminine, singular. Tilka tabibatun jadidatun. That is a new doctor. Number 5. Ummahatu at-talibati, the mothers of the female students. Plural, feminine. Anyway, it doesn't matter, masculine and feminine, the plural is going to be the same. Ulaika ummahatu at-talibati. Those are the mothers of the female students. Number 6. Aba'u at-tullabi, the fathers of the male students. Okay, it doesn't matter, masculine and feminine, but what we're talking about here is plural for things which are far. Ulaika aba'u at-tullabi, those are the fathers of the male students. Number 7, fallahun, masculine, singular. ذَلِكَ فَلَّاحٌ. That is a farmer. Number 8. أُمُّ مُحَمَّدٍ. Is feminine, singular. تِلْكَ أُمُّ مُحَمَّدٍ. That is the mother of Muhammad. Number 9. صَدِيقِي. Masculine, singular. ذَلِكَ صَدِيقِي. That is my friend. Number 10. أَخَوَاتِي. أَخَوَاتِي is the plural of أُخْت. That means it's going to be feminine. Yani feminine, plural. أُولَئِكَ أَخَوَاتِي. Those are my sisters. Number 11. إِخْوَتِي. إِخْوَة is the plural of أَخْ. Masculine, plural for things which are far. أُولَئِكَ إِخْوَتِي. Again, yani masculine and feminine plural is the same. أُولَئِكَ. Just as it was for things which are near, masculine and feminine for هذا and هذه is هؤلاء. Okay, exercise number 3. A very brief exercise. It says, هاتي جمع الكلمات الآتية. Give the plural of the following words. Okay, so these are testing our memorization of the plurals of different words. Some of these words, we have to look at them and try to remember. Okay, these are very important. Any words, plurals of words are very important. When you speak in Arabic, you have to know the plurals. Okay, the first word, ummun, mother, its plural is, ummahatun. Second word, abun, father, its plural is, abaun. The third word, imra'atun, a woman, its plural is, nisa'un. The next word, عَمَّةٌ. Yani, عَمَّة is the plural of عَمْ. عَمْ means the father's brother, paternal uncle. Or here, عَمَّة, yani paternal aunt. عَمَّةٌ, plural, عَمَّةٌ. The next word, ضَعِيفٌ, weak. Plural, on the pattern of فِعَال, ضِعَافٌ. وَزِيرٌ, yani a minister in the government. Its plural is on the pattern of فُعَلَاءُ, yani from وَاو, زَي, رَ. وَزِير became فُعَلَاءُ, yani وُزَرَاءُ. Like أَمِير is أُمَرَاءُ, and so on. إِسْمٌ, its plural is أَسْمَاءٌ. Okay, that's exercise number 3, plural words. And exercise number 4 is just a reading and writing exercise. إِقْرَ, وَكْتُبْ, read and write. These words are words that are from the categories of Mamnu Min Sarf. Okay, we said that there are various categories of Mamnu Min Sarf. We're going to study them all together in lesson 23 and 24 at the end of this book. Right now, we're looking at various categories of words that are Mamnu Min Sarf. From amongst the categories of words that are Mamnu Min Sarf are words on these two patterns. The pattern of Af'ilau and Fu'ala'u. Af'ilau and fu'ala'u. Okay, so they gave us two lines of words. The first line is on the pattern of af'ila'u. Yani, from sadiq, you have asdiqa'u. And notice that these words are mamnu min sarf, so they don't take tanween. Going across from ghani, we have aghniya'u. Yani, on the pattern of af'ila. The next word we have aqwiya'u, which is from the singular, what? What is it singular? أَقْوِيَاءُ, قَافْ, وَاوْ, يَا, قَوِيٌّ, strong. And then we have أَتِبَّاءُ, yani its singular is طَابَّاءُ, طَبِيبُ, أَتِبَّاءُ. Okay, the second pattern that we have is فُعَلَى, فُعَلَاءُ, okay, فُعَلَاءُ. So, the first word we have, فُقَرَاءُ. Its singular is, what? فَقَفْرَ. فَقِيرٌ. فُقَرَاءُ. The next word, زُمَلَاءُ. Its singular is, زَيْ, مِيم, لَام. زَمِيلٌ. Plural, زُمَلَاءُ. The next word, يعني meaning colleagues or classmates. فُقَرَاء, from فَقِير, meaning poor. The third word, second line, وزراءُ. وزراءُ, yani, its singular is from واو, زي, را. وَزِيرٌ وُزَرَاءُ. And the last word, ulama'u, is from the root of عَيْن لَام مِيم. On the pattern of فُعَلَاء, عَيْن لَام مِيم, فُعَلَاءُ became ulama'u. So you can see these are two patterns. All these words follow the same patterns. It's follow the same pattern. The first row is on the pattern of أَفْعِلَاءُ. أَفْعِلَاءُ. So you see أَصْدِقَاءُ, أَغْنِيَاءُ, أَقْوِيَاءُ, أَتِبَّاءُ. أَتِبَّاءُ is originally أَطْبِبَاءُ. But because it's two ba's, يعني, coming together, they put shadda on it and it changed the voweling slightly, أَتِبَّاءُ. The second row is on the pattern of فُعَلَاءُ. فُعَلَاءُ, يعني ضَمَّ فَتَّ فَتَّ أَلِف. From فَقِيرَ فُقَرَاءُ. From زَمِيل زُمَلَاءُ. From وَزِيرَ وُزَرَاءُ. And from عَالِم عُلَمَاءُ. Okay, this is the end of the exercise. This is the last exercise for lesson 13. What follows? On page 81 are just some charts. Okay, some charts. Okay, the first chart is the chart of Asma'u al-Isharati lil-Ba'idi. The demonstrative pronouns for things which are far. Al-Mufradu means singular. Going across, Al-Jam'u means plural. Looking on the right column, we see Al-Mudhakkar means masculine, and Mu'annath means feminine. So the feminine singular is Dhalika. I mean, the masculine singular is dalika. The feminine singular is tilka. Going to the plural side, yani, for masculine and feminine, we have the same plural, ulaika. So you have dalika, talibun, that is a male student. Tilka, talibatun, that is a female student. Ulaika, tullabun, those are male students. Ulaika, talibatun, those are female students. Okay, these asma al-ishara should have been memorized by now. The next chart is dealing with the past tense, conjugation of the past tense verb. Only we have here third person. Okay, the first column, it doesn't have it written, but we can write on top of the first right-hand column, Al-Mufrad, in top of Muhammadun Dhahaba, Al-Mufradu, just like we had in the Ismi Ishara chart. Al-Mufradu on the top, and then the next column across from it, Al-Jam'u. And the same thing on the sides, we have the first line, Al-Mudhakkar, and the second line, Al-Mu'annath. Okay, so the first column, yeah, if we're going across, we have the past tense form of the verb for huwa, Muhammadun dhahaba, Muhammad went. Plural, yani they, masculine, went. Muhammadun wa Hamidun wa Aliyun dhahabu. So the past tense verb, when it's in the third person, masculine, plural, we're going to see waw al-jama'a. Dhahaba became dhahabu. Kharaja became kharaju. Akala became akalu. Just adding waw al-jama'a followed by the alif al-mufaraka. Okay, on the plural, on the feminine side, singular, we have Maryamu, hiya, dhahabat. Yani the ta on the end with sukun is just a sign that it's feminine. Distinguishes dhahaba from dhahabat. Yani he went from she went. Kharaja, kharajat. Akala, akalat. Kataba, katabat. Okay, the plural, ذهبت, they, females, مريم وآمنة وفاطمة ذهبنا. Yani the last letter of the verb for the feminine third person plural, the last letter of the verb takes sukun and you add noon with fatah called noon and niswa. The noon that indicates feminine plurality. ذهبنا, they went. خرجنا, كتبنا, قرأنا. Yani with noon and niswa, following the last letter of the verb taking sukun. Okay, so this is, yani, the singular and plural third person forms of the past tense verb, masculine and feminine, singular and plural. What remains are merely, yani, the vocabulary words at the end of this lesson. Yani, da'ifun and da'ifatun, the plural for both of them is di'afun, on the pattern of fi'al. Ummun, its plural is ummahatun. Abun, its plural is Aba'un, on the pattern of Af'al. Qawiyun, strong, its plural is Aqwiya'u, on the pattern of Af'ila'u. And Alimun, its plural is Ulama'u, on the pattern of Fu'ala'u, scholars.
Okay, this is the end of lesson 13. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. I hope that we have benefited from this particular lesson. It's a very important lesson. It's quite lengthy. But alhamdulillah, with persistence and consistence, we are able to complete it. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Okay. Today, inshallah, we don't have much time left, unfortunately. But since the time of this class is going to be, is modified today, so we don't have a lot of time. But whatever time remains, inshallah, we're going to look at the new lesson, and next week, inshallah, we'll go into its details. Okay, so let's look at the new lesson. That is lesson number 14. The English key on page 41. English key on page 41. Okay, this particular lesson 14 contains 7 points. Okay, so we're going to at least look at these 7 points today, even if we don't read the dialogue. So, if we finish the English key, that will be excellent. That will give you, the rest of the week to review it and go over it carefully and memorize whatever has to be memorized, especially the vocabulary words. And be prepared next week to read the dialogue and to do the exercises for this lesson. Be prepared next week to read the dialogue and to do the exercises. I don't know if we'll do all the exercises, but I'll look over it tomorrow and see. There are only 6 exercises, so I think next week to go through the dialogue and the 6 exercises may be possible. We'll see, inshallah. Alright, so today what we're going to do is the English key on page 41 and 42 and 43. Lesson number 14. It says in this lesson we learn the following. Number 1, the plural of anta, which means you when we're speaking to a male individual, masculine singular. Anta. The plural of anta is antum. Yani when you're speaking to a group of males directly, second person, masculine, plural, antum. Okay, it means you all. Anta, you, masculine singular, antum, you all. Masculine, plural. Okay? For example, men antum, who are you all? Yani plural, right? Men anta, who are you, an individual? Male, group of men, men antum. Also along with this, point number 1, we have, that's the personal pronoun for second person, masculine, plural, group of men that you're speaking directly to. But if you want to use a possessive pronoun, you want to talk about their house or their book or their, your masjid, you all, speaking directly to you all, the house that belongs to you all, or the masjid that belongs to you all, and so on, like this. Then we're going to have, we had before, ka, masculine second person singular, kitabu ka, your book. Now we have the book that belongs to you all, you all's book. Yani, for lack of a better expression, I don't know if you can say that in English, but that's what I say anyway. Because I want to distinguish you from you plural, you all, right? Okay, so the second person, masculine plural, when you're speaking directly to a group of men, you want to use the possessive pronoun, you all's house, you say kum, singular, ka, kitabu ka, plural, kum, kitabu kum. For example, you say, aina baytukum, ya ikhwanu, where is your house, O brothers? Speaking to a group of men. Where is your house, individual man? Aina baytuka, ya akhi, O my brother. Okay, that's the first point. The personal pronoun, antum, and the possessive pronoun, kum, are both used when you are speaking in reference to a group of men. Masculine, plural. Personal pronoun, antum, possessive pronoun, kum. The second point of this lesson is the plural of ana, I. First person, singular, I. Its plural is nahnu. This is a personal pronoun when we're speaking about ourselves. We are Muslims. We are students. We are, workers. Nahnu. Like ana, its plural nahnu refers to both masculine and feminine. So, for the first person, personal pronoun, singular is ana for masculine and feminine. Plural is nahnu for masculine and feminine. For example, you say, nahnu muslimun. When you're speaking of male Muslims, nahnu muslimun, and if they were female Muslims you're speaking of, they would say also nahnu, but instead of muslimun, muslimat. Okay, but nahnu, the first person, plural, personal pronoun, Yani nahnu is used for masculine and feminine. So that's the personal pronoun. As far as the possessive pronoun for first person plural, we have learned before for the singular, yani ya al mutakallam, bayti, my house, qalami, my pen, masjidi, my masjid. So the plural is nun fatta alif, na. So bayti, my house, baytuna, our house. Masjidi, my masjid, masjiduna, our masjid. Okay, so we learned ya al-mutakallam, bayti, means my house. Now we learned that our house is baytuna. For example, yani this na, as a possessive pronoun, they gave us an example. Allahu Rabbuna. Allah is our Rabb. Rabbuna, our Rabb. Naam. Al-Islamu Deenuna. Deen, Deenuna. Our Islam is our Deen. Muhammadun Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Nabiyuna. Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is our Nabi, our Prophet. Nabiyuna. Okay, so these are also the personal and possessive first person plural pronouns. Plural pronouns. Yani, nahnu is the personal pronoun, we, and yani, na is the possessive pronoun, our house, and so on. Point number three is dealing with the conjugation of the past tense verb. Okay, here we have two forms of the conjugation of the past tense verb. We have dhahabtum, which is second person masculine plural, and we have dhahabna, which is first person plural, used for masculine and feminine. Okay, so previously we had dhahabta, which means you went, singular, masculine singular. Now we have dhahabtum, yani means you went, masculine plural. For example, aina dhahabtum ya abana'i, where did you all go, O my sons? Okay, so now we had dhahabta, now we have dhahabtum. Point number four, we had dhahabtu, yani means I went, and we went is dhahabna, nun fatta alif. Note that they went, feminine, is plural, dhahabna, with a short vowel, whereas we went, dhahabna, is with a long vowel. So the difference between the two is that in dhahabna, the vowel is short, and in dhahabna, the A vowel is long. Alright, so this is the fourth point. Yani, the third and fourth point are the plural forms of the past tense verb for second person masculine plural. Tum, dhahabtum, kharajtum, jalastum, akaltum, sharibtum, katabtum, hafiztum. Yani, antum. Second person, masculine plural. Yani, you all did something. Masculine plural. And we also had, yani, here in this lesson, point number four, when you're speaking about the plural, first person plural, we did something, okay? Dhahabna, we went. Hafidhna, we memorized. Yani, sharibna, we drank. Jalasna, we sat. Okay, so these are two forms of the plural. Also in this lesson, on page 42, point number five, we have seen that feminine proper nouns have no tanween. Feminine, the names of females have no tanween, even if they have tarmabuto or not. So, aminatu is a feminine proper noun, has no tanween. Maryamu is a feminine proper noun, has no tanween. Khadijatu, no tanween. Zainabu, no tanween, and so on. That's a category of words that are mamnun al-sarf, feminine proper nouns. Now, in this lesson, we learn that non-Arabic proper nouns also have no tanween. Non-Arabic proper nouns, the names of people, yani, or places, cities and countries, that are not originally from Arabic, but they're proper nouns of people or places, they also are mamnun min sarf, they are diptotes, they do not take tanween. So, Hitleru, yani Hitler, Williamu, William, Pakistanu, Pakistan, Londonu, London, these are all non-Arabic proper nouns, names of people, or names of places, cities, or countries, and they are mamnu min sarf. The names of most of the prophets are non-Arabic names, and therefore they have no tanween. That's why Adamu, no tanween. Ibrahimu, no tanween. Ishaqu, Ismailu, Ya'qubu, alayhimu salam. May the peace of Allah be upon all of them. We see that all these are originally non-Arabic names, even though they came in the Quran, but they were non-Arabic names. Therefore, they are mamnun al-sarf, diptos, they don't take tanween. This is a subdivision of this rule, that non-Arabic proper nouns don't take tanween, with the exception. If, however, the non-Arabic proper noun has only three letters, is triliteral, and is masculine, and one more point that they didn't mention, if it has the middle radical, the middle letter has sukoon. Yani, masculine, proper, non-Arabic proper nouns that are triliteral and sukoon on the middle letter do not, yani, they don't follow this rule of not taking tanween. Rather, they do take tanween. Okay, so foreign, non-Arabic, yani, proper nouns don't take tanween unless they are, yani, non-Arabic, masculine proper nouns that are triliteral and have sukoon on the middle letter, like nuhun. Three letters, the middle letter has sukoon, so it takes tanween. Lutun, three letters, the middle letter has sukoon, takes tanween. Jurjun, George, and Khanun, Khan. Okay, so, non-Arabic proper nouns don't take tanween unless they are non-Arabic proper nouns, masculine proper nouns, that have three letters and the middle letter has sukoon. Point number six, we have learned that mudhaf is definite by position. So when the mudhaf has an adjective, it must be definite. Yani the mudhaf becomes definite because of its mudhaf ilayh, being definite or indefinite. Okay? So if the mudhaf ilayh is definite, it becomes definite. Even though, yani it doesn't have alif lam. But if it has an adjective describing it, that adjective has to be definite, like the word is describing. Okay, so if you have a word that's definite, doesn't have alif lam, but it's definite because the mudhaf ilayh is definite, you have an adjective describing that word, the adjective also has to be made definite. Alright? So for example, they have the Imam's new house. Baytu al-Imami al-Jadidu. Here, Baytu is the mudhaf. And it is definite by position because it's connected to a word that's definite, al-Imam. The same applies to the mudhaf, whose mudhaf ilayhi is a possessive pronoun. Baytuhu al-Jadidu. Yani, if a word is connected to it, all pronouns are definite. So if a word has a possessive pronoun attached to it, so it became definite because of that possessive pronoun. So in that case, baytu hu, bayt is definite because hu is definite. And therefore, if you're describing the house, his house, as his new house, then you have to make al-jadid also definite, like bayt. Alright, so then it says, note the following, the difference between the Imam's new house and the new Imam's house. Okay, in one case, the word new is describing house, and in the second case, the word new is describing Imam. Alright, so pay attention to the difference here. Baytu al-Imami al-Jadidu. Okay, al-Jadidu here, we know it's describing Bayt, because Bayt is marfu'un, and Jadidu is marfu'un. Whereas Imam is majrur. So al-jadidu couldn't be describing imam here. But in the next sentence, baytu al-imami al-jadidi. Now here, al-jadid is describing al-imami because al-jadid has kasra like imam, not dhamma like bayt. Okay, so baytu al-imami al-jadid. Al-jadid is describing baytu. Baytu al-imami al-jadidi. Al-jadidi is describing al-imam. Yani the new imam's house. Whereas in the first case, it is the Imam's new house. And new describing house. In the second case, new is describing Imam. And the last point, and we're going to stop here because we're out of time. We'll do the vocabulary words in the next session. Bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. The last point, number seven, is ayyu, which. It means which. It is used as a mudhaf, meaning it's always used in idhafa. The word following ayyu is always going to be mudhafun ilayhi majrur. So you say ayyu baytin hadha. Which house is this? Ayyu has dhamma here. Ayyu talibin kharaja. Yani, which student went out? Ayyu has dhamma here. Why? Because in these two cases, ayyu is in the position where it should be marfu'un. But when preceded by a preposition, it is in the genitive case. If ayyu is preceded by a preposition, then it becomes the object of the preposition, it becomes majrur. So you say, min ayyi baladin anta. From which land are you? Which country are you from? Yani ayyi here is kasra because it's following a preposition. And the preposition makes it majrur. Then it's followed by baladin, which is mudawfun ilayhi majrur. Min ayyi baladin anta. And likewise, fi ayyi faslin jalasta. In which classroom did you sit? Again, ayyi here is taking kasra because it's following a preposition fi. Okay, if there's nothing acting upon it, it's going to take dhamma. It's going to be marfu'un with dhamma. If it's the subject, or if it's the predicate, the mubtada or khabar or the fa'il, it's going to take dhamma. But if it's following a preposition, it's going to take kasra. If it's the object of a verb, it's going to take fatha. So if you turn over to page 43, you can see one more example. Ayya lugatin tuhibbu. Ayya with fatha. Which language do you love? Which language do you like or love? Okay, here it is taking fatha because it's the object of a verb. Yani ayya lugatin, yani you love which language. So the object of love is which, is the word which. You love which language. So which here is the maf'ulun bi, and the maf'ulun bi, as we saw in one example of that previously, I think in lesson 11 we had uhibbu Allah, uhibbu Rasula, and so on, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we know from that, even though we didn't study this in detail, we know that the object of the verb, the maf'ulun bi, is mansub with fatha. So likewise, ayyi, if it's the object of a verb, or the ism of inna, as we will see later on, then we're not going to see that in this level, but we'll see it in the future, then it can also take fatha. So a can be ayyu, that's its normal case, dhamma, but if it's following a preposition or something that makes it majrur, it becomes ayyi. If it's the object of a verb, it becomes ayya. So it can take any vowel. The only thing is that the word following is always going to be mudawfun ilayhi majrur. Alright, inshallah, we're going to look at this lesson 14 English key for homework. And again, because we looked at it for homework already, we're going to look at it for homework again this week. And next week, inshallah, we'll do a quick review of it. And then we'll look at the vocabulary words. And then we're going to do the dialogue for lesson 14 on page 82 and 83. And whatever exercises we complete in the following week, inshallah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.